Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Song for rugby, Kenny Loggins, Highway to the Danger Zone. Jody from the Lake says, Brandy's had his happy pills this morning, tuned in late due to my RDO sleep-in. He won't be so happy after Origin 2 and he's looking for another job. Ha ha. Black Stump Eel. Oh, that's hilarious, Black Stump Eel. I've just recovered from Origin 1 and now he's bringing up Origin 2. Mm. Like we're losing already. Black Stump Eel, just crawl back into bed and go back to sleep, mate. RDO, have a good rest. You need it.
On the text, there is a golf ball-sized lump of fat in every pie you eat. Is there?
Well, don't spoil it for us.
No, stop,
but yes,
stop.
There is. Yes, there
really?
Is. Morning, boys. Listening on the app from the third hole at the beautiful Macquarie Links Golf Course, says the mystery man. Look, well, the pie situation, we'll see. Yeah. Robertson Pie Shop owner just put a hit out on me because they reckon if you stop buying pies, they'll go broke. Western Sydney Eagle says.
True story. Now, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Michelle Bishop back for the last time this week. And expansion in the AFL, Michelle, is that correct?
Guys, this is a really interesting concept from the Swans. Dragon dances, performances, even a change in the menu. The date, June 22, round 15, Sydney was going to coincide with the Dragon Boat Festival. You might even be able to swap your pie at the footy for a short soup or sang choi bao, because the Swans are bringing China to the SCG. They are going absolutely all out. A powerful delegation, including China's ambassador to Australia, its consul general in Sydney, and China's ambassador to Australia will even toss the coin. They'll all be there. The Swans see the Chinese theme match against the Eagles as a way of bringing China to the game instead of taking games to China. They obviously want to grow AFL in that space and take advantage of the Chinese population here locally. Now, they've obviously taken the game to Shanghai in the past. That was 2017, 2018. But they think that this is a better opportunity. They've given, I think it's about 2,500 tickets to local universities to attract international students who may have never sat and watched a live game. Just on that, guys, I do remember when worked out at Penrith about, you know, sort of 10 years ago, Phil Gould recognised that there was a large Chinese population out there and wanted to tap into that market. And as I say, that was 10 years ago. So the Swannies definitely may be onto something here. They're also the night before going to launch a book. It's called it's a Chinese heritage book anyway. It's all about Aussie rules, and it's going to take us all the way back to where the interest in AFL started, way, way back at the Ballarat Goldfields. So, as I say, they're going right out. They really want to make this a big thing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, wish them well. Wish them well.
All the best. All the best with that.
You had me at Sang Choi Bao, actually, Michelle. You had me at Sang Choi Bao. Don't have to give up Sang Choi Bao as well. Come on. Don't support. Yes,
mate, well, anything fried, anything that goes in oil.
Is there fat in Sang Choi Bao?
Come on,
no, I don't know.
Come on.
Well, you can have the lettuce.
Sang Choi Bao's got you got a lettuce leaf there, so
just have the lettuce, not the Sang Choi in the Bao. For before you dig, don't dig blind. Search before you dig online every time. BYDA.com.au. There's a serious message in that. You really should. BYDA.com.au. Who do you want to have a dig at, Michelle, this week? Have a little dig.
Oh, absolutely. Jay Monahan. Give yourself an uppercut. Mm. PGA Tour Commissioner. He's a give up. I'd sue. Loser. Mm.
Yeah.
Hard to come up with a better one.
A bit of strife. I don't know if I've
all
got
those in favour say aye, Brandy. I think Jay Monahan. Aye.
Yeah.
It was very.
He's the top of the pops. Yeah. I don't want to have a dig at Rory, but I want Rory to give himself a little slap across the face and go, hey, wake up, Rory. Old Jay's not running the show.
The real world. The real world. Okay, well, there you go. Jay Monahan, the dig.
Done.
And it is very much like Succession, the TV show, if you saw it, how it all played out this week was quite incredible. The dig, for before you dig, don't dig blind. Search before you dig online every time, byda.com.au. And Michelle, for Anytime Fitness, you're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Have a great weekend.
I'm going to have one more glass of Coke. Cheers. See you guys.
That's it. The sacrifice. Yeah.
Nice one.
There we go. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm listening to the app while mowing lawns and enjoying the view at Fingal Bay. Cheers, Henry at the Bay. P.S. Go the Bunnies. P.S. Roosters suck. Lovely text. Dan, you got that? Lieutenant Dan, you got that one?
Yep, got Roosters it. Got suck. It. Yeah. Yep, got it.
You got
noted.
That down.
Morning, boys. Paul says, on our way to school to drop my son, George. He's 8 years old, loves his Sharks. Favourite player is Nicho Hynes. No surprise there. He wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on the Sharks this weekend v. the Storm?
I've tipped them.
I've gone the
Storm. I've tipped the Sharks to beat the Storm. All righty, we take a break. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.